Vailu.
Before I begin, I just I just want to remind you that on Thursdays, Rav Skula gives a shmooze from 11 to 12, which is why we start late. And the expectation is that anybody who still needs a little bit of mussar goes. And I listen to tapes of the shmooze, and there's what to go for. There's Torah and mussar. And I would encourage everybody to go. It's tomorrow, Thursdays. All right, we're going to start now the sugya of Bia Rishayna. let's see, Ibayalo. Let's try to understand, Klar, what the tzedadim of the shayla are. Now, what makes it complicated is the Gemara has eight versions of the shayla. Right? There's four in the first lashon and four in the second lashon. Makes it a bit complicated. So let's try just one step at a time. What's the din regarding bila on Shabbos? Right, which one malach are we talking about now, at this point? Talk about the malach of chabura. Right, the Gemara will soon switch to talking about the malach of Pesach Utsarach. The first ibayis is it a chabura? What's a shayla? So, just simple taich. Dam chaburei mechber means that the blood, it's regular blood that circulates in the body, it's connected to the system. And dam ifkid pocket means that the dam, it's like a pekodin, it's sitting there, it's separate. Do we say by dam besulim? Dam besulim is dam that's found in the skin and the inside of the body by this isha. Is that dam which circulates in the body, or is that dam which sits separately? That seems to be the Gemara's Ibaya. Now, that Ibaya would seem that you should find out the answer. It doesn't sound like a Lamdish Ibaya. It sounds like a Shaila Metzius. I was once Rav Moshe, and someone asked Rav Moshe if in Shas, if you could have a Machlaikis and Metzius. It's possible to say that when the Gemara has a Shaila, the Gemara has a Shaila, what's the Metzius? Is it like this or like that? So Rav Moshe said no. That there's no Machloikis in Metzius in Shas. Every Machloikis, before that it was written down in the Gemara, they investigated as best they could to find out the Metzius. So there's no Shaila Metzius in Shas. So Rav Moshe asked him, which Machloikis are you up to? Obviously the Shaila was up to a certain Machloikis. So he told him he's up to Dam Chaburei Mechber, Dam Ifkid Pocket. So Moshe told him Pshat that there's no question the Metzius of if it's blood, which normal blood that circulates, there's no Shat Zachabur, that's a Derais. If somebody has a pocket of blood in a part of his body and you open it up and you let it out, there's no Shaila, that's not a Derais. The Metzius of Dam Besulim is somewhere in between. It's the Dam of the Dam Besulim. It's very close to the skin. It's absorbed in the skin. It breaks very easily. Right? You push your finger against your hand, you don't stop bleeding. And in the besulim, with a little bit of pressure, it bleeds right away. So it's a different metzius. It's an in-between metzius. The Gemara Shaila is whether that in-between metzius, is that called mifkid pocket? Or is that called chaburei mechber? How do you learn it in the metzius advarim? That blood circulates through the body. It goes through the heart. It gets oxygen like every all other blood. But when it gets to that part of the body, it's in a different... The metzius is something in between. The question is that metzius called the chabura, not a chabura? That's what Rabbi Moshe explained it. I see that the Chassam Sofer here, or the Daf, explains it the same way. So that's the shaila. We're going to just talk about the terms chaburei mechber and mifkid pocket, but this is the metzius advar. So the Gemara says, "Imtirtza leiv adab mifkid pocket ledab utzarach v'shari yadim lo pesach utzarach v'as." What does that mean? If you say dab mifkid pocket, is there an issachabura? No issachabura. If there's no issachabura, maybe it's still aser. Why? If ledab utzarach, then it's a davutzar, then it's butter. because David could park it. If it's the Pesach Utsarech, then it's also I'll switch Malacha. I'll binyan. It's Shaykh binyan on the person's body. Shaykh Malacha Baina. So there's a Rashi on Vavav Amid Beis. The last Rashi says Ashkcha binyan bebalei chayim. Iksiv ayiven es atzela. Why did Rashi say it here? I don't know. Maybe we'll have a teretz. We'll get to it. But Rashi says Ashkcha binyan bebalei chayim. Iksiv ayiven es atzela. So it's Shaykh Baina. So therefore, if somebody is bechavin to make this woman to make a pesach in her body by the first beer Rishayna, which opens up the Besulim, so then that would be a malacha of Baina. So now we're switching. We're not talking about Chabura anymore. When we get to Taisis, we're going to talk about Chabura. But now the Gemara is talking about Pesach, Asiyas Pesach. Is that, is it Adamu Tzarech, or is it Adamu Pesach Tzarev Aser? If you have Tipsa Leibel Adamu Tzarech, Pesach Bebeila Kasi, maybe you'll say, he's not thinking about making a Pesach. He's still thinking about Dam. Halacha Kerub Shimon Dam Hashem Miskavan Mutah. Halacha Kerub Yehuda Dam Hashem Miskavan Asr. So here we come to this big machlokes regarding Dam Hashem Miskavan. We have to bear in mind our Gemara is talking about the Malacha of Baina. That a person who does the Bia Rishayna is not thinking about Baina. But it's a Dam Hashem Miskavan. He's not going to thinking about it. But maybe it should be Asr or Dam Hashem Miskavan. Maybe it should say it should be mutter. If you hold it's mutter, if you hold it's mutter, then it should be us.
He might not.
So
he might not.
So we'll see Rashi and Taisus. Okay, Rashi is a psikreisha. We'll get to that. Get to everything in due course. The first thing we have to do is understand davar shevet miskaven, what it means, and how it works, and have a better understanding of davar shevet miskaven, because without that, it's not shayach. The Gemara spends more time on Dav Hashem Miskavim. Reb Shimon, let's look at Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says Dav Hashem Miskavim Mutter. Dav Hashem Miskavim is Mutter. What does that mean? That means here you have a person who's either the case I told you yesterday, he's drinking a bench, he's making a charitz, in the ground. That's Mamish Shabalacha. But it's Mutter L'chadchila because he's not Mechavim for it. Same thing here. A person is being bayal a woman. Lamaisa, he's making her into a keli. He's making a pesach in her body. But he's not thinking about that. That's not what he's thinking about. It's a davashayna miskavin. And therefore, if it's a davashayna miskavin, it's mutter. It's mutter. Why? Why is davashayna miskavin mutter? Let's talk about the bench, the schlepping a bench case. A person schleps a bench. Somebody watches, he sees the guy's digging up the ground. So are you allowed to do that? He says, yeah, of course I'm allowed to do it. It's a Dav Hashem Miskavim. But I don't understand. You're doing a malacha. You're digging. Why is that mutter? Why do you understand that? Why is Dav Hashem? It's a svara, it's not a gezeira. Malach Shei Tzricha L'Guf is a gezeira sakas. It's a special pasuk by Shabbos. Dav Hashem Miskavim is not a pasuk. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. I told you yesterday. Dav Hashem Miskavim is mutter b'chalot erakula. What's the hesber?
It's not
a ma'aseh. It's an
aveira.
You're not doing a ma'aseh malacha. Why are you not doing a ma'aseh malacha? So this is not a ma'aseh. It's b'chalot not a ma'aseh malacha. Is that the hesber?
You have the action, but you
don't. It's not necessarily going to happen. But how can you take a chance with Safi Darais Lachum? You can't eat something if you're not sure if it's kosher or not. So how can you schlep a bench if you're not sure if it's going to make a charitz or not?
Why? Why are you drinking it? If you see it happen, you have to stop it.
No, if it's not a psikresha, just because it's happening. Says you drink. No, says when you drink something, you see marks, that there's no mark, and that there is a mark, and that there's no marks. It's not necessarily. I mean, sometimes you can tell it's digging deep into the ground. You can tell it's a psikresha. Well, let's say it's not. You schlep something. Sometimes you have a mark and then no marks, then more marks.
That's also secretion. Even if there's only a few marks.
Well, secretion means it's not for sure going to happen. You don't know if it's going to happen. It may not happen. So you're schlepping it, and
Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't have the machshava. You don't have the mindset of doing this malach. You don't have the mindset.
You don't have a mindset of doing a malach.
You don't actually do.
Therefore, what?
Therefore, since you're not thinking, the mindset to do an avera and the mindset of avera.
So you're doing an avera without a mindset to do the avera. That's a p'tor. We're not talking about Shabbos. This is what everywhere. What's missing in a malacha when you're in a mechavan? What's missing? What is there less if you're not a mechavan?
Your interest. In it.
Your interest is less, and therefore.
And therefore, it can't be pinned to you. You can't say that this person went out of his way to do this malacha.
Therefore, it can't be pinned to me.
It happened.
Is that true? It can't be pinned to me.
It's true. It happened. It's true. It happened because you did something, but it had nothing to do with the. Your intentions.
But just like in the Mishkan, they didn't do any malacha.
Don't tell me Mishkan, because this is not Dafka Shabbos. Okay, Dafka Shabbos Kavos Chol Torah Kula.
It's like Tabit Dover, no? He doesn't want it to happen.
Tabit Dover.
He doesn't want to happen. I guess it's not even Kavos now.
In which case?
The case of him going back to Loch.
Yeah.
So as long as he doesn't want to happen. Right, that's what they think
about
a
Kabbalah.
It doesn't mean for
anything to happen. That's not. I'm talking down at a derisive level. I'm talking about Midat Torah. Baruch Shalom said, don't wear Shabbos. So if I wear Shabbos, is it a way of Darvashen and Miskavin? If it's not a Pesach Reisha, it's Mutter. That means, if I'm schlepping a bundle, and there's Shabbos in the bundle, and it warms my back, it might warm my back, it might not. So then it's a davar shein miskaven, and I'm allowed to schlep it. But I don't understand. I have a piece of meat. I don't know if it's kosher or treif. So I'm not allowed to eat it. It's a suffix. So here, a davar shein miskaven, I'm not sure if it's going to make a charitz or not. So suddenly it's mutter. Why is that? Should be something as lachumra. Why is it mutter? Why is a davar shein miskaven mutter? How do you understand that? What's missing? Obviously, we know Rav Shimon al Tavishan is Gavin is Mutter. There's something missing when you're not Mechavin. What's missing? How do you look at it? How do you look at it? What's missing when you're not Mechavin? What is there? And therefore, it's not Vadai. But not Vadai should be a Heter. So there is Lechavin. It's like it happened by itself. What? No, let's say it's in a place where it's a misakin. I can use the charetz.
The charetz doesn't want you to do something. The monkey does it, it doesn't obey. It's nothing. It's the same idea.
So you and Shlaibi are saying one thing, and Yaakov and Achav are saying something else. I don't know if you have. What is happening by Dovah Shein Miskavin? Is it that I'm not doing it? It's not considered that I'm doing it. That's what you're saying, right? It means if a malacha just happens by itself in the world, the lightning strikes and starts a fire, so that's not out there on Shabbos. It happened by itself. So you could look at it that what? That I'm not the one doing it. I am doing it.
Maybe your body's doing it, your mind is not there.
My mind is not there. My body's doing it, my kavanah is not there. So this is this logical? Well, what are we saying now? That in order for it to be an avera, my mind has to be there and I have to do it physically. My mind has to be there in the ma'isa. See, I don't want this to be a b'lach shei tzricha l'gufa. B'lach shei tzricha l'gufa is my mind is there for the ma'isa. I want to dig the hole.
You want the earth, you don't want to dig the hole.
No, but I want to dig a hole because that's how you get earth. But I want it for a different purpose. See, there, the act of the digging I want. If I'm schlepping a bench, it's a little better. I don't want the act of digging at all. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not thinking about it. I know it's happening, but I'm not thinking about it. So the way that you're saying now is that in order for something to be an Aveira, it has to be Misyachis to my mind as well. I have to be intending to do it. It's very big shiddish.
That's the hair.
Yes, like Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said that part of a malacha is that I'm rebelling against Hashem. So you have no kavana to do something Hashem doesn't want. No kavana. So one way to learn, it's a little hard, we have to try to work this out, is that in order to be chayiv, you need two things. You have to do the malacha, and your mind has to be in it. Your mind. I mean, here the guy knows he's doing it. His mind knows. Right? It's just that it doesn't intend to do it. You have to split the mind between knowing something is happening and intending to do it. Right? So it's like to split it very finely. But what are we saying? That a person who drags a badge, we say, you dug. He says, I talk a dug physically. But if my kavod is not there, that's not an aveira. Rachel asked me to do aveiras with intention. Unintended aveiras, that's not an aveira. It's a finish. So let's try to put it into better words.
What? Sure it's going to happen. There, you also don't intend for it to happen.
1 second, I'll get to that. Good, that's going to be a follow-up. But that's what we're saying now. The Dovah Shein Miskava means I have to be able to say, I Taka did it. But in order to be Chayiv, it has to be that I intend to do it. I want to do it. And kavana, lack of kavana, that's not the definition of the deraisa. We're defining now every single deraisa as being a deraisa with intent. You know, it's like mitzvah sriches kavana. Mitzvah sriches kavana, at least that Mani Yama holds. If you do a mitzvah and you have no intention to do it, it's not a mitzvah. If you're wearing tzitzis by day, you don't intend to do it, it's not a mitzvah, because mitzvahs need kavana. So saying now, aveiris also need kavana. That a maisa aveira without kavana is not an aveira. It's one way to learn. Maybe that's, as a matter of fact, the more pushed away, which means the other one will be even more complicated. But the pushed away to learn is that what we're learning in our sugya is that the Torah said things are not aveiris unless you, A, you do it, and B, you have kavana to do it. That's Rav Shimon holds. Without A and B, is that an aveira? Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds a little kavana. That's only the ma'isa. So Reb Shimon is telling us a chiddush that to be an aveira, your body has to be doing it and your mind has to be doing it. Everyone would agree if in the middle of his sleep, a person is sleepwalking. In the middle of his sleep, he turns on a light. I think anybody would say it's an aveira ba'inus. Say that's not an aveira, but it's not an aveira. I mean, there was no, he wasn't doing it. His body was doing it, but the person's not the body. The person is him. He wasn't doing it. We'd all agree on that, I think. No, you're masking. If a person's not conscious and he does something, and he's unconscious, and in his unconsciousness, he's doing a malacha. No one would say it's a malacha. He's just an aynus. It's an aveira. Just he has a ptur of aynus. No. If a person's mind is not there, so it's not an aveira. You agree with that logic? Adamu with la'ila means what? If a person sleepwalks and breaks things, you think he's chayiv? You think he's chayiv? What? The truth is, even by adamu with la'ila, it's a machlekes. If somebody is asleep, he sleepwalks, he breaks something, he's chayiv. Machlekes v'shayim. And many Rishayim hold that he's potter. Unless he went to sleep in a place he should have known that he's prone to sleepwalking, that he's chayav for going to sleep that way. But it's not pashut even by even there. So you follow what I'm saying? The first way to learn Dovah Shein Miskaved is that to be chayav, a person has to have two things. He has to have his action, and his mind has to be there as well. I think we're going to see that this is Reb Chaim's Mahalach in Dovah Shein Miskaved. We're not going to get to Reb Chaim until Vav Amud Aleph. And we'll see if it fits exactly, but this is certainly one Mahalach. It's most likely Reb Chaim's Mahalach in Dovah Shein Miskaved, which is that what? That in order to be Chayiv, you need two things, a Maisa and Kavana. In order for it to be that I did it, it's not me. So I could say I didn't have kavana for it. Okay? That's good. Now, if you go with this mahalach, why is a psik resha chayiv? Why is a psik resha asr, whatever it is? Why is psik resha dada dada rishayda viskavim? So Reb Chaim says that. He says that by a psik resha, if you say you're that mechaber for it, you're a liar. If it's vadeh going to happen, you can't say you're not mechaber for it. The word psik resha means you chop off the head of a chicken. It used to be that little kids used to play with a chicken head. They didn't have any toys in those days. They were quite desperate. So they used to take a head of a chicken after shechita. What do you do with the head? It doesn't taste good. So they gave it to kids to play with. So instead of dolls, they had chicken heads. So you have a man, he says, oh, you want a toy? He breaks off the head of a chicken, he gives it to the... He says, I wasn't mechaber to kill the chicken. Say, but that's a psikresha. You can't say I wasn't mechaber that zikha going to happen. I broke off the head, I want to kill the chicken. Psikresha of alayamus, you're going to chop off its head, it won't die. So you're a liar. You can't say I wasn't mechaber because you are mechaber. If it may not happen, you're drinking a bench, you know, might make a chrit, might not. But it's not your intention. But if it's vadeh going to happen, you can't say I wasn't mechaber. So this is one mahalach of davar sheni b'skavim. Okay, that you need kavana to be chayiv. Reb Shimon, the Shari Yaisha, Reb Shimon rejects this pshat. And Reb Shmuel brings it down here in his Chiddush Reb Shmuel. He says a different pshat in Davar Sheni B'Skav. Okay, so make sure you swallow the first pshat before it gets confusing. Okay, the first pshat was that to do an Aveira, like Reb Shimon, you need, it's going to get confusing. This Reb Shimon Shkap, and there's the Tana Reb Shimon in Al Gemara. Okay? Reb Shimon said, Davar Sheni B'Skav is Pater. The first pshat we had is Reb Chaim's pshat. Reb Chaim's pshat was that Reb Shimon in the Gemara is Bechadish Tas, that you need two things. A Maisa Malacha, and your mind's got to be there. It's got to be in your mind too. If it's not in your mind, you're off the hook. So that's the approach, the first approach. Reb Shimon Shkab learns Pshat in Davar Sheni B'Skav. Reb Shmuel brings it down here differently, the way some of the others started to say. You're only chayiv on Shabbos for a maisa malacha. It has to be a maisa of digging. Is this a maisa of digging? No. When something that may not happen, that's not a maisa of digging at all. If it may or may not happen, that's not a maisa of digging. Slapping a bench, that's digging? No. It's missing in the maisa, that's not a maisa of digging. That's a maisa of bringing benches. The digging that happens may happen by itself. But it's not considered to be a maisa chafira. It's not an act of chafira if it may not happen. Now, if it's your intention, let's say you want to dig. You have no shovel and you use a bench. So if it's your intention, so you're giving it a name of a maisa chafira. You're digging. But anytime you're not mechavid, you are bringing a bench. I'm not digging. I'm bringing the bench. That's not digging. Digging is when you do a maisa chafira. Schlepping a bench, it's not a maisa of digging. It's missing the guf. The guf is not doing a maisa of digging. These are rayas, something like this. It's a big finish, this mahalach. Reb Shimon says it's the more pashut way. Reb Shimon is saying, as opposed to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim said, the maisa is a maisa malacha. But there's a din, it has to be your intent. In your mind, it's not there. Reb Shimon says, no. It's not a maisa either. The Torah said, don't dig. How do people dig? They take shovels and dig. That's digging. When the Kodesh Baruch said on Shabbos, don't dig, it means don't take a shovel and dig. When the Kodesh Baruch said don't write, it means don't take a pen and write. Now if you'll have somebody who deliberately is going to make a hole in his finger and write with his blood, so if that's his kavanah, that means that's writing. If you're going to have someone who deliberately takes a bench and digs by schlepping a bench, then you're right. If it's his kavanah, then that makes it into the ma'isa. That's the ma'isa, because by him, that's how he digs. But if you have a person, it's not the way he digs. It's not the way normal people dig. If it's not the way normal people dig, not the way he digs, that's not digging. That's not called digging in the sense of a malach.
It's also a kabbalah. What
is
it?
Yeah, of course, we're explaining Dabba Shayna Biskavit. But we're saying a bigger chiddush that it's missing in the Maisa Malach. It's not a Maisa Malach at all.
But you ask him, what is Maisa Malach?
That's right.
So could be a Maisa Malach also.
If you want to dig a hole, and you never saw anybody dig a hole in your life, you go over to someone and say, how do you dig a hole? He shows you. That's digging. Now, if he'll show you some Meshuddik way of digging, and that's the way he digs, that's also digging. But if you say, how do you dig a hole? He's not going to say, well, when you're schlepping a bench, you know, and it happens to get dug. He's not going to say that. That's how he's
digging. It's probably different physically also. Because if I wanted to dig with a bench and I'm not sure it would dig, I'd probably push it down. But if it's more of a bench to move, I'd probably...
Physically, it's also different. Perhaps that's part of the cheshbon. I have to look at his lashon again. Maybe that's part of his cheshbon. We're going to have to fine tune this whole two mahalchim. We're going to have to get it into. No, every malach in the Torah. The Torah said, don't wear shatnez. It means don't wear shatnez the way that it's considered wearing shatnez. Something which is not a psikresha. It's not a biskavit. That's not. How are you ever chayiv on shaygig? That's a good question. And we have to hold on. It's going to get confusing. As it is, it's confusing. Well, when you have two mahalchim in something, how do you get a clark out of it? Nafkamina always gives a clark. Okay? What's the difference? Somebody tells you two ways to look. What's the difference? You know, we used to say, so nafkamina, if you mekadish isha al-manos, that this explanation is right. Right, so that's enough kamina, which explanation is right. Alright, let's discuss a very important shayla. We'll put these two mahalchim aside for a minute. We'll start discussing a shayla in the paiskim. Then obviously we'll have to get back to it. But don't chap, don't jump. There's a Ramah in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. Simen Pei Zayin. The Ramah has the following shayla. And you have to know that in previous generations, not everyone had an oven in their house. It used to be there was a community oven, usually in the town bakery or in some town building. And everybody wanted to cook. You know, they brought their chalotei or they brought their whatever it was they were cooking. They all brought it to the oven. So an oven could have had, 25 pots of food in it at the same time. So the Ramah says, now there could be Goyim putting food in the oven too. Right? You need to put food in the oven at the rapid so that it shouldn't become trey. So the Ramah says, what's the din? If you go over to an oven and you put your pot of food in, then you decide, it's not hot enough. Let me add some wood to the oven. Or let me stir up the coals, it should get hotter. Are you allowed to do that? On a weekday, not on Shabbos. On a weekday, you're putting food into the oven. Are you allowed to stir up the coals or add firewood? What's the shayla? There might be basar b'chalav there. One of the guy's pots may contain basar b'chalav. Now, loisa vashel gedi b'chalav imay. There's an issue to cook basar b'chalav. Other treifas, you're allowed to cook. Nevela, you're allowed to cook. Treifa, you're allowed to cook. Kedanasha, you're allowed to cook. Basar b'chalav is also to cook. Now, a guy might have cooking there some meat with butter. So Ramah says that you're not permitted to stir up the coals, to heat up the oven, because you may be cooking basar b'chalav. What are the pots? There's no kashrus issue because you wrap your pot in a way it's not going to become treif. But the issue is, what about... So Rabbah says, also lachta, he said, I'll let us stir it up, because maybe the basar b'chalav one of the pots. Frank Rabbi Kivega, on the page in your day. It should be mutter because of Dover Sheda Miskavin. It should be mutter because of Dover Sheda Miskavin. I want to heat up the oven to cook my pot. I don't care In the Yavid is a shelf. On one side is my pot, on one side is a guy's pot. I want to heat up the Yavid to cook my pot. On the other side of the Yavid, his pot is also going to become cooked. It's going to cook more quickly because I'm heating up the Yavid. But that's a Darush Eder Miskaven. I'm not mechaven to cook his pot of food. I want to cook his pot of food. I want to. No, it's Darush Eder Miskaven is happening in two places, right? Just like a bench. It's one night of dragging a bench. Just I want to transfer the bench. And then another spot is a digging table. Here. I'm making the oven hot. I'm doing a ma'isabiyah also. Just it happens. A davar shem skavs when it happens in two places. I'm doing a ma'isabiyah. It's the same ma'isabiyah. I just not mechavim for the dam. It's like drinking a bench. I'm not mechavim for the earth. Right? It's happening in two spots. There are two ma'isim that are taking place. What is the ma'isabishal of my pot, and what is the ma'isabishal of his pot? I'm mechavim for my pot to cook. And I'm not the chavim for his pot to cook. That should be a davar shem miskaven, which is mutter b'chalat Torah kula. That's Rebbe Kivega's kasha. If it's Rebbe Kivega, but it's a psik reisha. What? Oh, good. What's that? Every Rebbe Kivega, it's a psik reisha. I'm Penny's asking, is that a psik reisha? Is that psikresha? Psikresha means it's definitely going to happen.
Well, if it's there, it's definitely
going to
happen.
If it's there, it's definitely going to happen. So what do you say? You know if it's there. So what do you say?
Eventually, you don't know if it's happen. Here, you know that if it's there, then it's definitely going to happen.
If it's there, it's going to happen.
So
by the bench.
You don't know if it's happen at all. Not definitely a safe answer.
But then you know, I'll do it if you know it's going to happen. It has to be that sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. It's the same thing.
By a bench, you know if it weighs 500 pounds, so you don't know how heavy it is.
There's some point where it sometimes happens, sometimes it doesn't happen.
So you don't know how heavy the bench is, no, it's 500 pounds, it's going to happen.
Then it's a secretion, it's awesome.
You don't know, you don't know how heavy it is.
Is it a secretion? So I'll tell you, Rabbi Kivega phrases it this way. The usual psikresha, davar shem miskaven, is the usual davar shem miskaven, which is not a psikresha, is he calls a suffik lehaba. It's a suffik in the future. I'm not sure when I drink a bench what's going to happen. The metzias is such, the earth is just so soft, and the bench just so heavy, that sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. So it's a suffik lehaba. Davar shem miskaven is not a psik ratio when you have a suffix in the future. What happens in a case where it's a suffix lisha'avar? A suffix on the past, which means to say, what's the suffix here in this oven? I don't know what's in this pot. Does this pot contain basa b'chalav or not? To me, it's a suffix. But it's a suffix on the lisha'avar. It's a suffix on what happened in the past. In other words, when the guy put it in, is there a basa b'chalav or isn't there? It's a fact that I'm missing. It's not a fact on the future. It's a fact l'shaver on the past. Zakt Rebbe Kiva Ega, I learn out of this Ramah Chiddush that if it's a suffik l'shaver, it's still considered a psikresha and it's still awesome. Even though it's a suffik, I don't know what's in the pot. I'm not going to find out. I can't open the guy's pot. Afal pi kein. That's called the psikresha, suffik l'shaver. Let's say the case is that you can't. You come today, you don't know the pot. Right, to put it in the different terms. Let's say you go over to a refrigerator. And you don't know if you remember to turn off the bulb or not. Your misupik, when I open this refrigerator, is the bulb going to go on? Right? So I would have said, before Rabbi Kivega, I would have said, you're allowed to open it. So davar shem miskaven, you're not mechavim for the bulb to go on. You're just going to have to open the fridge. The bulb might go on. It's not a psikresha. Maybe the bulb was turned off. Maybe it wasn't turned off. I don't know. I have a reason to be misupik. So before Rebbe Kiveg, I would have said that that's okay. Comes Rebbe Kiveg, he says, no. That's a suffik l'shaavar. That's the same. You don't remember. You unscrewed the ball, but you didn't. That's not. That doesn't make it ice psik reisha. A suffik l'sha'avar is still awesome. That's where Rabbi Kivay holds. That's how he must pshat in the Ramah. A suffik l'sha'avar is still awesome. It's not, doesn't make it ice psik reisha. If there's basa b'chalav, it's a psik reisha. Then if you don't know if there's basa b'chalav, it's also a psik reisha. Because it's a suffik on the past, it's not a suffik on the future. Okay, I walk down East 21st Street on my way home from Shul. And there's a house where they have an oil sensor and the lights go on. But not every week. You know, 1 week it does go on, 1 week it does go on. Obviously, whoever lives in the house sometimes puts the switch on, sometimes they put the switch on, they don't put the switch on, right? Am I allowed to walk down that block at any given Shabbos?
You don't have to be special that you didn't... So,
what?
You don't have to be special that you didn't try venting and walk the
rest. Like, I know that sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. So before this Rebbe Kiveg, I would have said, look, let's see. It's a Damashay to Biskavin. I don't have math to Biskavin allowed to go on. It's not a psychratia, because I see some weeks it goes on, some weeks it doesn't go on. Same thing weekday night. Sometimes it goes on, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes he puts it on, sometimes it doesn't. So till now, I would have said that's mutter. It's not a psychratia. Comes Rebbe Kiveg, he says, no, this is a psychratia. Because your suffix is only if you turn on the switch or not. That's a suffix to show about. It's still a psychratia. Still a psikreisha. That's Rabbi Kiveg's chiddush. The suffik l'sha'avar does not take it out of being a psikreisha. That's Rabbi Kiveg of Oshav the Rabbah. Then Rabbi Kiveg says, I found a Taz that says the opposite. The Taz argues with the Rabbah. What's the case of the Taz? The Taz is in Hilcha Shabbos, Simin Shin Tazayin, which the Baruch brings it down as well. And the case of the Taz is a person is closing a drawer and he's not sure if there are insects in the drawer. Again, you have to appreciate that nowadays we live in homes which by and large are free of insects, hopefully. But once upon a time it was common. There were little creatures crawling around. So the Taz says, do you have to check a drawer before you close it? If there's some insect there, if you close the drawer, it's tzeda. You're capturing the insect, assuming it can get out. Do you have to check? He says you don't have to check. If you're mesupik, if there's an insect, it's a davar shehinu miskaven. You're certainly not interested in capturing it. It's a davar shehinu miskaven. It's not a psikreisha. It's mutter. You're allowed to close a teva. You're allowed to close a box or a drawer, even if you're mesupik. If there's a creature inside. Why? Because it's not a psikreisha. It's not definitely going to happen. So, Rabbi Kiveg, 1 minute. This is also a suffik l'sha'avar. This is also a suffik on the past. And the Taz holds that you have a heter of Davar Sheinu Miskaven. So, Rabbi Kiveg, we see that the Taz disagrees with this Ramah. So, we have here a machlaikis, the Ramah, and the Taz. What's the machlaikis? Quite complicated. First, you have to know what Davar Sheinu Miskaven is. You have to know Psik Reishis. Then, you can understand the Shaila. Shaila is, in this case, where you're not sure if there's Basa B'chalav in the pot, or you're not sure if there's a bug in the drawer, you're not sure if the light is on. All these cases, the Taz holds, it's okay. It's not a Psik Reishis. Perfectly okay. The Bir Halacha, he brings down this Ramah Taz, Rabbi Kiveg, and he brings two rayas. One is from Ksuvos Davar, which I'm not going to go into now. Hopefully we'll get there. And one is from a Ramban. Ramban says, the Ramban is in Shabbos, Daf Mem Aleph. You have to know that there's a malacha called tziruf. It's a type of makabah patish. Tziruf is that when you finish making a pot, any keli, you finish making a pot, the way you strengthen the pot is you heat up the pot, and then you throw cold water into it very quickly. That hardens the wall of the pot. Okay, whatever reasons, the molecules expand, and then they quickly contract, and it makes them come together, and it hardens the pot. It brings the pot together. That's called mitzaref. That's a type of a makom b'pot. It's a way of finishing a kettle. Zot the rabba. What happens if I have a hot pot on Shabbos? I took a pot off the stove. It's a new pot. Old pot, it would be a shot. Brand new pot. And I cooked whatever it is. I poured out the chicken soup. Am I allowed to put cold water into the pot? Now, obviously, if I put a small amount of cold water, it'll cook. That's also special. But I want to put in a lot of water. I put out the chicken soup. Now, I want to put the pot in the sink and let the cold water run into the pot. Is that butter? What's a shayla? It may be mitzaref. You may be doing makom b'patish on the kelim. So the Rabban says, if you're misupik, whether the manufacturer already did it, you bought it in the store, did they already do the tzirif? You don't know. So since you're misupik, therefore it's mutter, because it's a davar shein miskaven. When you put your chicken soup pot into the sink, you're not thinking about mitzaref. You're just thinking about cleaning it. So he says it's a davar shein miskaven. And it's not a psik reisha. Why? Because the manufacturer might have done tzirif already. He may, when he manufactured it, he may already have hardened the kelim. So therefore, it's not a psik reisha. The Rabban says, therefore, it's mutter. That's a raya to the taz, that it's mutter. That's the bir halacha's raya to the taz. It's interesting. The bir halacha agrees al pisvara. It's more mistaver like Rabbi Kivega, the Rabba, but he has a raya, right to the tenants. So now this is in the halacha. This is a famous machlekes. Safek l'sha'avar, it's a psik reisha. Sometimes it's called in the poskim a safek psik reisha. Funny name to give. It's a safek psik reisha. You're walking down the blind. It's like it to go on. It's a safek psik reisha. Now, it sounds like suffix psikration makes no sense, right? Psikration means it's definitely going to happen. But the Rabbah says, no. A suffix l'sha'avar makes it into a suffix psikration. Okay. Now, we have to halt kav. So what's the information we learned today? We learned two ways to learn davar shein miskaven. Now we learned the machlokes, we'll call it a machlokes, the taz and the Rabbah, about a suffix l'sha'avar by psikration. Now, here's where it gets tricky. We have to start thinking through the shayla. Let's say you didn't know it's a Rabbah or a Taz. Okay? We have to decide what's more mistaver. The Taz is mahalach or the Rabbah is mahalach. Okay, which side is more mistaver? There's no way that you're going to understand the amkus of davar shein miskaven unless you can be yared to the svara of Rabbi Kivega or the Taz. Now, both don't have to be mistaven to you, but one or the other has to be mistaven. Let's say, after yesterday's shir, we learned davar shein miskaven, we learned psik reisha. I will come in today and I'll tell you the shayla. I'm walking down the block on my way home from shul, and my neighbor has a light. Sometimes it's on, sometimes not on, sometimes you walk by it goes on, sometimes it doesn't go on. I'm not mechaven. And you'll ask me, how do I know that sometimes it goes on, sometimes it doesn't go on? If I don't walk there. So I cross the street. But there are always people right on the other side of the street. So I know sometimes it goes on, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. I would have asked you this question. Am I allowed to walk down this block? Now, don't have. What you have to do to figure this out, it's not a shayla, you could just, you know, you feel, yeah, why not? Well, yeah, you know. You got to go back to davar shein miskaven. Understand why a davar shein miskaven is mutter. And then see if it applies to this case. That's really what you have to do. A davar shein miskaven is mutter, is that a psikreshe? Why is a davar shein miskaven mutter? And once we decide why it's mutter, we can try to see if it applies here or if it doesn't apply here. No, it's true. Let's see, does it apply here? It doesn't apply here. It gets very tricky. Okay, because Machlokes is a Kivega, the Taz, it's got to be complicated, right? Let's go back to the first mahalach. Let's go back to the first approach that we had. First approach we had was that why is the Davar Sheni B'Skaven Mutter? You should be thinking ahead of me now. You're two steps ahead of me, at least one step. First about Davar Sheni B'Skaven is why? Call a body of life, okay? In order to be Chayiv on Shabbos, you need that you're doing it, that your mind is there too. In order to be Chayiv, you need that your mind is there. So we said, if it's a Davar Sheni B'Skaven, you have a Ptur. My mind isn't there. A Psikresha, we said. Reb Chaim says, Reb Psikresha. You're a liar. What do you mean you're not thinking of it? Of course you're thinking of it. You know what's going to happen. With this Mahalach, which we called Reb Chaim's Mahalach, Reb Chaim's Mahalach, that Davar Sheni B'Skaven is Ptur because your mind isn't in it. By Psikresha, you're a liar. What do you mean your mind's not in it? You're lying. Your mind is in it. So what would you say in such a case? What are us? You're a mechavi. It's a psikreish. It's not a psikreish. Yeah. What do you say? What? Again, thinking about is not enough. Because if you drink the bench, you're also thinking, will it make a charis? You just went to ask the Rav Shaila. So you think about it. But it's your intention. Your intention means you're intending to do this. Your intention is that this should happen. You have kavana. Do you have kavana? He says you never think about it. But every time, every segregation, he has the Rav. Yes, the Rav, can I open up the thing? It might go on. He also has the Rav. But the question is that your intention? Is that, do we say, Al-Karchak, that's your intention? Huh? According to Rav Kivyag, it's us. I'm saying, let's say you never heard of Kivyag in the past. Why would you pass? If you only heard that this is the explanation, Rav Chaim's explanation, that Davar Sheni B'Skaven means you're not Chaim unless your mind is in it. And mind doesn't mean knowing. Mind means intention. You're not Chaim unless it's your intention. Psikreshah, we tell you, Al-Karchach, it's your intention. So what should be in this case? Huh? Sounds more like it's mutter or it's aser. Well, then it's mutter. If I'm asking, I don't mind if you disagree. There's no right answer, wrong answer. It's all totally inspiring. What do you say? I'm walking down the block. So you tell me, don't go there. I say, what do you mean? I just learned Davar Sheni B'Skaven is mutter. So he tells me, you're a mechavin. You are a mechavin. I mean, I'm a mechavin. I don't care about this light. I have no intention to put on the light. Yeah, but it's a psikresha. Al-Karchach Yer Mechavin. Could he say that to me in such a case? Al-Karchach Yer Mechavin. No, because I don't know if it's going to go on. You can't tell me that Al-Karchach Yer Mechavin. I don't know if it's going to go on or not. Should be mutter. Well, according to the first Mahalach, Reb Chaim's Mahalach, in order to be Chayiv, it has to be by intention. It's not by intention. I don't want the light to go on. I have no desire for it to go on. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. Why is it different than? Exactly the same as drinking a bench. I couldn't care less if it makes a charitz. So I should be a potter. Oh, 1 minute. But by drinking a bench, we say if it's vadei going to happen, it's called your kavana. If it's vadei going to happen, it's called your kavana. That means you're telling me, when I drink a heavy bench, I can't say I'm not mechava for charitz. If you know it's certainly going to happen, it's like breaking the head of a chicken saying I'm not mechava for it to die. It's vadei going to happen. That in this case, you can't tell me I'm vadei mechavin if I don't know if it's going to happen. If I know it's going to happen, I break off the head of a chicken, I know it's going to happen. I drink a bench, I know it's going to happen. So you can tell me, but if I don't know if it's going to happen, what's the difference if the suffix is l'shavar or the suffix is in the future? What's the difference if the suffix is the past, the suffix is the future? Either way, I'm not a mechavin because it's not definitely going to happen. What's enough to mean to where the suffix is?
really psik reisha now. It's different than bench. Here it could be.
Oh, good. It's not really psik reisha now. That's exactly what I was saying.
That's like a short skin roll. Huh? You don't know. At a bench, you go to whoever. You know what's going to break a hole. Then it's psik reisha.
Very good. So say what I'm saying. The psik reisha is where I know it's going to happen. So I'll korach hama mechavim. Any case, I don't know for sure it's going to happen. What's the difference if it's a sava shava lapa? The only that matters is my mind. The only matters what's going on in my head. What's going on in my head? So what's the difference if it's a sava lapa or sava lishava?
You have a sava, the chicken was alive.
Yeah.
Did it pull the head off?
Lui could be such a case. I mean, I don't know that the person can close his eyes and just pick up a chicken. But let's say you can't tell. It's in a coma and it's attached to life support and it's... then you'd be right. It'd be exactly the same shaila. Except that we have to talk about the chicken some other time. So there's more complications. But you're right. It'd be the same thing. So you hear the Taz. The Taz then is very good. Again, the Taz's shita goes with what we're calling Reb Chaim. A dover, shein, a miskavin... is a p'tur because you're not thinking about it. It's a gracious chayiv because you are karkacha thinking about it. The reason that I'm allowed to do the close the drawer with the bug or walk down the block with the light, I'm not mechavim. What's the difference if it's suffix in the past or the future? It only depends on what's going on in my mind. This is all light Reb Chaim's mehalach. Now let's go to Reb Shimon's mehalach. The mehalach of Reb Shimon's was your mind is not the issue. We're not talking about your mind. Reb Shimon said, okay, we have to judge the maisa. Is this a maisa of malacha or is it not? So what do we say? Digging is a maisa malacha. If you choose to dig with a bench, then it's a maisa malacha. But if you're not mechavin, that's not the maisa of digging. It's not a maisa of digging, unless it's definitely going to happen. It's a creation, then it's a maisa of digging. That's not a mice of thing. Which means, and that's how it comes. Let's say I have a refrigerator. The light's on. So someone opens up the refrigerator on Shabbos. Did he do a mice of turning on a light? Yes. Because it's a secretion. If you have a bulb in a refrigerator and you open the door, you can't say that's not turning on a light. It's not turning on a light. That's how you turn on a light in the refrigerator. You open the door. No? You can't say it's not turning on a light. It's a psikration. What could you say? It's a davar shein miskaven. I drag a bench. It may not happen. So you say, that's not a maisa of digging. Reb Shimon's approach was that it's a davar shein miskaven is mutter only because it's not called digging. Or it's not called making a pesach in the isha. It's not called that maisa malacha. If we say, Reb Shimon's approach, why is the psik reisha chayiv? Because it is that maisa malacha. Every psik reisha, it is that maisa. The two maisa merge into one. It's one maisa. Opening a refrigerator and turning on a light is one maisa. Or dragging a bench and digging is one maisa if it's so heavy. It's one maisa. That's Reb Shimon's mahalach. It's all one maisa. If so, what happens if I don't know if the bulb is there or it's not there? I'm going to open up a refrigerator. And I don't know, did someone unscrew the bulb or he did unscrew the bulb? But suffik l'sha'avar. So now, Rabbi Kivega makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Kivega says, that's still awesome. It's still awesome. Suffik l'sha'avar, it's still awesome. Why is it still awesome? Because if the bulb is there, then this is a maisa of turning on a bulb. You can't tell me this is not a maisa of turning on a bulb. It is. That's how you turn on a bulb in a refrigerator, by opening it. If the bulb is not there, then you're not turning it on. But if the bulb is there, then that's a normal way of turning it on. Or a pot of basa v'chalef. You're calling it into a stove, you're throwing in wood. So you want to say, I'm potter, I'm not mechavin. So we tell you, not mechavin, it's a psikration. It's not a psikration. Maybe there's no basa b'chalav. Kivega says no. If there's basa b'chalav there, if there's no basa b'chalav, you're allowed to do it. If there's no basa b'chalav, if there is basa b'chalav, just you didn't know about it, could you say this is not a maisa of cooking basa b'chalav? You can't say that. This is the way you cook basar b'challah. You throw firewood into the fire in the oven in which the pot is sitting. Could a person say that throwing wood into this oven is not cooking basar b'challah? It's not a ma'aseh of cooking. It's ridiculous. Of course it's a ma'aseh of cooking. It's a ma'aseh of cooking whatever is in that pot. What's in the pot? You have to find out. But if there's basar b'challah in the pot, you can't say, I made a machavin, this is not a ma'aseh. What do you mean this is not the ma'aseh? This is the way you cook basar b'challah. You throw firewood into the fire with this basar b'challah. If it's basar b'challah, it's all one ma'aseh. It's a psikreishah. You're not sure if there's basar b'challah. That's a suffix. But if there's basar b'challah, you can't say it's a davar she'eino miskaven. It's all one ma'aseh b'halacha. So that, if you go with Rav Shimon's mahalach, the only way your partner is that you have to separate the ma'aseh. You can't separate the ma'aseh if you just don't know what it is. You can't say this is not a ma'aseh b'halacha cooking basar b'challah because you don't know what's in the pot. What you did is a ma'aseh b'halacha of cooking whatever's there. What's there? That's a safek. But you can't say I didn't do the ma'aseh. You did do the ma'aseh. You did the act of cooking. What did you cook? That's a safek. But you did the act of cooking. Because the safek labo is not a ma'aseh. This is not a ma'aseh of digging. A ma'aseh of digging is to take a shovel and dig, or to do anything which will certainly dig. Something which may or may not happen, that's not called a ma'aseh of digging. That's what Shimon Zee said. Now, take it from me. In the beginning, it's a very dachistic. But as we go through the sugya, you'll see every nafkamina, every lomdish hakira is small, and as you go through a sugya, it becomes wider and wider. So these two mahalchim, all of you are hearing it for the first time. Make sure you're not going to understand it just from hearing it the first time. You have to work it through. If you have Rusa, take out the Reb Shimon and go through it. Reb Shimon's Lashon is very clear. Go through it and try to get a good hearing.